What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now. Hello.
Three, two, one. What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe Phone Test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela. It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us. The ladies. The ladies want to talk about 2020, sexiest man alive, man. People's 2020 sexiest man
yes,
alive.
We got to. Excuse me while I wipe my drool off. Hello.
Yeah, man.
It ain't Louie, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm calling Matt your husband right now.
Yeah,
you know, when I
He's
listen
sleeping.
To Matt's
okay.
podcast, I never hear him say how hot somebody is or I'm drooling over her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the late, yeah.
He has to know.
2020 sexiest man alive. And I'm going to tell you, dude, when I saw it, I was like, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
You know
right?
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was good.
I see that.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, I see that, man. And it's not like people
sexy.
Haven't seen it. It's Michael B. Jordan. You know what I'm saying? It's not
yeah.
like people.
Natalia's been thirsting over Michael for a while, though.
Yeah, she has been. She has
voted
been.
Him in.
I got good taste.
I
what
remember
can
that
I say?
Day
I got good taste.
When we did him in the neighborhood with Jamie Foxx. Remember she tried to sit between them?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I did. She tried to change her seat. And I was like, baby girl. I was like, dude. Like, she was like, I was like, you never sit there.
Shot.
She was like, oh, I thought you wanted me to sit here today.
Not today.
Hey, man, Mardi Gras is canceled.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
It ain't so.
I've never been to Mardi Gras,
me
but
either,
I've been
dog.
To New Orleans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
Same.
I've been to Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hello.
I can understand why it's canceled. That is a nasty
yeah.
ass street.
It's
and
I flashed my boobs on Bourbon Street.
Say it again. Say it again.
I said, I flashed my boobs on Bourbon Street.
Hey, dude, you know what it is,
Wait,
I did? It's like it takes over you. You know
what
I'm saying?
It was just really quick.
Yeah.
It was just a quick flash. Get your beads. It wasn't even Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
All that time she's been
she
sitting in here with
that,
us,
not
man.
Not even Mardi Gras.
All that time. All we had to do was come in with beads.
That's it.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Now we know. But yeah, Mardi
you
Gras.
You only live once.
2020. You uh-huh. only, sometimes you only die once, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, Mardi Gras 2021, oh, it man. Is canceled, man. And I could definitely understand that. And what is the number one mistake men make with women? Probably when we say
how
hello.
How much time
then,
you got?
Yeah. How much time you got?
Oh, man.
You know what, to tell you the truth, after we get off, I do have time. What about you, pregnant mommy?
Yeah.
You have time to just sit and really tell me the number one mistake men make with women?
Probably I do.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you do.
All I'm
you
doing know? Is sitting here.
And would you like President Obama coaching your kids' team?
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk about that as well, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all continue to hang out with us, man. All that and more Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big
phone
boy.
Tap time, man. This is gift cards where Luther calls a store to complain about a gift card not working. Now, you know how when you're at checkout or you see a stand mm-hmm. and it has all the gift cards right there?
Yeah.
This is the phone tap where I went, I got the gift cards, didn't put any money on it. And wondering
oh,
why they say 100, but there's no $100 on there.
Sneaky.
Yeah, so let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if I could speak to someone in management. I was calling about an incident that I had a couple days ago while I was shopping.
What happened? What was going on?
And this is Luther. I had called before. I had $500 in gift cards. And when I went to the actual checkout, and we had just got some stuff, I figured I'd do all my shopping for the holidays, and our bill came to $483.47. And by the time I took the card from the actual booth, to the cash register. They didn't work.
When did you get those gift cards?
About 2 or 3 minutes before I went to the cash register.
Right, but if you're trying to use gift cards that you picked up off Iraq,
I got them right here in the city, not Iraq, ma'am. I'm from right here.
I didn't say Iraq. I said on Iraq.
Oh, they upped my medication, so I apologize, ma'am.
Those gift cards don't have any monetary value until you put money on them.
So what do I do now? I mean, because this is you guys' fault that none of your cards worked.
Well, no, it's not, sir. You have to pay us to put money on those cards.
How much does a $500 card cost?
$500.
That makes no sense. Why can't you admit that you guys are wrong?
But we're not.
Instead of dealing with those cards, just give me a voucher.
Voucher for what?
A voucher for the $483.47.
So I can Why would we give you a voucher?
If I can't get the voucher, I'll just come down and get the iPhone.
You need to come in here and pay with a debit or credit card or cash.
You demagnetized all the cards, didn't you?
No, there's no way for us to do that.
This is a whole scam. This is exactly why America is in the position that we're in now, because of businesses like yours.
Sir, if you would have given us the proper amount of money, we would have given you the
I'm coming down to get my family.
Alrighty.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Nathalia, Twitter. It's in the neighborhood news.
Big, they got a new feature, and it might seem very, very familiar because it straight up is like Instagram and Snapchat. Now, first off, though, can I just say this? I don't think that Twitter should be allowed to roll out any new features until they give us an edit button. The fact that we don't have an edit button on tweets makes me so upset sometimes.
Hey, dude, I did not know that until you said that yesterday, like last night.
Hey, you have to delete completely.
Damn.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's so annoying because you might like misspell one tiny word and you were excited about that tweet and you just send it out and then you look back, you're like,
gotta go back. Gotcha.
Gotta delete the whole thing. Well, this time their new feature is called Fleets. And the reason I say it's basically like Instagram and Snapchat is because it's a tweet that will only last 24 hours. So it's like the same as IG stories. And we all know Instagram stole it from Snapchat. And so, you know, Snapchat is all like mad in the corner, like, why are you guys taking over?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the documentary. Why you guys are taking over? I saw that.
Yeah. I do feel bad for Snapchat though, because that was basically their whole thing, was like something that can only last 24 hours, and then, you know, Instagram took it, now Twitter. But I guess Fleets, this is the reason why they said that they wanted to do this, is because they said they wanted to give the person who is tweeting out the freedom to just like tweet something really random and not have the pressure of, you know, coming up with the best tweet or this like long prolific tweet. And they just something simple. Just tweet it out. 24 hours.
Yeah, then when somebody tweets something like that, you just go and screenshot it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's more of a 24-hour tweet and delete, or people not being able to search your history. You know, we've seen some crazy things that people dug up since, you know, 13 and 2014 and 2011, like, oh, he said this on Twitter. So, yeah, maybe that's just another place where you could put something up and let it go.
Exactly. Twitter, though, did see a lot of people using the new feature. They said, some of you hating, but we see you fleeting. I think after a while, people are going to get into it. But I just want my edit button. Come on, Twitter. Just give it to us.
Yeah, and you know what's right there, man? That is a simple connect. Like, boom,
right?
Oh, okay, there it is.
You know how to do it. All right, for more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Ever.
Get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. Check out that 24/7 channel. Basically means we're going to be there for you 24/7. Yeah, doesn't matter how busy you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter your schedule, whenever it's convenient for you, get some Big Boy in your life on the 24/7 channel at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, I day all day up in here. What up, I dayer?
Big, super excited for Dani Lay. She just dropped her album, Movie. This is her in the neighborhood talking about, you know, the biggest struggles and the process of getting to where she's at now.
Dani Lay, in case you missed it.
I would say the whole mere fact of me being a dancer and going into the artistry, I think that, you know, in a sense held me back as far as like opportunities. But then again, it taught me a lot just knowing the background, or like being behind the scenes as a dancer and seeing what different artists need. But I would say that, and just like finding the right like place for me as far as like what made sense for my brand, like you know, when I was at that place of looking for labels, like it was tough for me because I didn't know, like I had been working with a couple of the producers at that time and had like pop records, R&B records. I had so many different type of things because I was just trying to like play around. So when I met with different labels, I was kind of scared of like what to play because I didn't know what they wanted.
Were you afraid of what they would accept too?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm pretty sure when you record everything, there's something that you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I want. And then if they would have popped you out, which you had, you know what I'm saying?
I would have been so upset.
Yeah.
You know?
You probably wouldn't be sitting here either. Danny Lay in the neighborhood, in case you missed it right there. New music from her. Oh, yeah. She's great energy, too.
I love her so much. Big, I really think, you know, she was talking about the label. She signed with Def Jam, and I truly believe that she is one of Def Jam's most promising artists right now. Really excited to continue to see her journey develop.
There it is. You can find that entire interview in case you missed it from right there. But you can find the entire interview with Danny Lay in the neighborhood at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Lock them up. Lock them up.
Wait, what am I chanting for? Hold on. He could be talking about blacks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on here.
Man. We're talking about Lori Loughlin and her husband, Mosimo, the college admission scandal that went down of them paying for their kids to go to USC and being photoshopped in like a bunch of teens.
Yeah, I'm on the rowing team. And I'm the president of the African-American student body.
They did get busted. Lori Loughlin's actually doing her 2 months right now in jail. Mm-hmm. But now it is time for her husband, Mosimo, to do his time. And I think he has a 5-month sentence. But the funniest thing, Big, are the pictures coming out of him. Like, if you see Mosimo, you see him with the beard, just clean cut, long hair.
Hey, man,
comb.
Does he own that, like, Mosimo gear, like, that you see over at Target and things of that nature?
That's a good question. I don't know where he makes his money.
But he's rich.
Yeah, he's rich,
mm-hmm. bro. But there's pictures of him, obviously, before he's going to jail. And you know what he did? He shaved his head completely.
Oh, he saw him watching documentaries or something.
He was like,
do I get
to
braid
it
or do I? What do I do here? You have a picture of him? Like,
that's
one of those things when you know you got to turn yourself. Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been watching like Con Air,
Prison Break.
Yeah, he's ready now. Yeah, like, when he did it in Oz. Oh, yeah, he's seen that. Yeah.
Oh, remember the movie with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I was just about to say
that. About to go to jail and
he got his hair braided and. He came to teach him about jail, the jail life.
In the hood, and he was ready to go do a drive-by.
Yeah, pull your pants down, lower off your butt, all right?
This is what it reminds me of, bro. But, man, it just has me thinking, like, dude, these are the only people that got caught. There must be hundreds of people who bribe their way into these universities and have their kids go to these universities.
And I think it was more than them. That's the standout, and that's the one you're doing the chant, lock them up, you know what I'm saying? Right.
This was the girl that's from the Full House that everybody was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now she's in the big house.
Yeah.
They're not going to do a thing on that? Like, big house? That'd be dope, man.
The big house.
Like, her, Martha Stewart, like all the ladies that's been locked up.
Scared straight to big house.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up, Lori! What? Wake up, Lori! That's what you signed up for!
Can you imagine that?
Are the twins here? Are those the twins here?
All righty, well, y'all stick around. It's always funny to make fun of people that's locked up. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Adi! Adi is up in here. Don't try this at home.
Don't turn your life into a James Bond movie.
Okay.
Especially when the FBI is after you.
Oh my God.
This man from California, super close to Sacramento, right? Yes. So he's at home chilling and then all of a sudden the FBI comes, starts knocking on his door like bam, 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 bam.
FBI!
So what does he do? He doesn't open the door. He jumps in his truck. Then he goes around the neighborhood a little. Then he goes like off the road somehow, ends up in front of a lake. And the FBI is following him. So they're the ones who said all of this happened. So he gets out of the truck. He goes to the back of the truck. He gets like this sea scooter thing, which I printed a picture of.
And you guys seen him where you go underwater and you get the sea scooter. He was underwater with a sea scooter that you hold on to. And it's almost like a little motorcycle throttle, all that.
Yeah, and it goes 100 feet underwater, so he thought he could hide, and it goes 4 miles per hour, so it's not like you're swimming, you're not really using a lot of energy, you could stay there long. So he stays there for 30 minutes. The agents are just looking at the water kind of bubbling.
They said they were sitting there watching the bubbles. Like, look at this idiot over here, man, this guy.
So what
mommy was like, okay, I'm gonna get on out of here. Like, see your James Bond ass.
dumbass. Oh, man.
So the reason they're calling this like a James Bond heist is because that sea scooter that he used is the same one that James Bond used in his movie, like during the war scenes and stuff, and people were getting away.
Yeah, come out with his suit dry.
Like, how you do that?
Like, yeah, man.
He didn't come out with his suit dry.
Like, how much of an idiot are you, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sea scooter underwater for 30 minutes. They were watching him. So that means he was ready, though.
Yeah, he was
so
ready.
So he had to have, like, scuba gear or something, because he's not just underwater for 30 minutes.
He planned that getaway, Doug.
Yeah, man.
While
genius.
He was underwater. He had to get back up. They apparently went to his house, got clothes from his wife, dry clothes. So he ended up changing all of his clothes for him. But...
Oh, man. See, they did him right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, gosh,
hey, go get this idiot something new so he don't get my car all wet.
So he's probably going to jail for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, don't try that at home, and don't try that at Lake either. You know, listen to this guy right here, boy. All right, sir, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. All righty, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Hey, Nathalia Ty, $ in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big, it wasn't too long ago that he dropped his recent album featuring Ty Dolla $ign. And I got to admit, on there, yes, one of my favorite tracks features Post Malone. It's called Spicy. Who tryna bust up for the dollars? Who tryna freak, bring her home, girl, and run it? She my spicy little mama. She let me bust up in yada. I buy her all the designer, but she's still leaving tomorrow. Who tryna... It just makes me want to dance. That's what I love about it. It makes
and you
me
should.
Feel good.
You should.
Yeah. It's a little hard to right now, but let me tell you, I can do
Don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, Big, it turns out that wasn't the only thing they were working on. Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign work very well together. But in a recent interview, Ty Dolla $ign revealed that he's got a whole other collab album coming on the way. Listen to what he said.
Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
Ah, that's what he
that's
said.
Right? Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
Straight to the point.
There it is.
Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
Wow.
Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
What is he saying there, though? No, I'm sorry.
What does it mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that and I was like... It was like, come on, give us a little bit more. But yeah, he did say that the collab album between the two is coming soon. I don't know what
Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
Yep, he said that.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's what he said.
No lie.
But we also do know that Post Malone has been working on new music as well while he's been in quarantine, while he's working on his beer pong series. But I love the idea of these two coming together because, again, they've got this great track record while working together, making dope music. Mm. That spicy track I really love. So I'm all for it. I think do it. Put it out soon. Don't wait too long. Don't make
He said
me,
it
don't
soon, though, right?
Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
Yeah, he said it.
That's true.
He said that was Ty Dolla $ign. He said it's coming soon. I'm good with
it. I'm going to hold him to it. I'm going to hold him to it soon. Soon does not mean in a year or so. Soon means like in a couple months or something
like
that.
There it is. That is true.
Give it to me.
That is
true. All right, for more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, we'll never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Ever, 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 ever.
Get us 24/7 radiobigboy.com. Check out our fully loaded celebrity interview with Ty Dolla $ign. Recently, we had him, and he's so nice, Big.
Yeah, he
I
is.
Really, really love
Good
him.
Dude.
Really, really great guy. Fully loaded celebrity interview with Ty Dolla $ign at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Post the entire Dolla $ign album coming soon.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the teens time. And your phone tap is brought to you by Big Boy TV, our YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed to Big Boy TV as of yet, please do so. It is free. It is on me. Let's go ahead and get into your phone tap. This is Farrell's Fridge right here, where Luther calls the residents to confirm the pickup of a fridge that they apparently donated. Yeah, things get a little bit crazy. The whole family jumps in with the threats. Let's go ahead and get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
Hello?
Hi, you doing? This is Luther Lufe from Farrell Monch.
From who?
Farrell's Monch. I was calling about the pickup for tomorrow.
What pickup?
The pickup for the donation.
What donation?
Is this thick South Street?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Our trucks will be in your area between 10 and 12.
No, I'll be at work.
Okay, is there anyone there that we can pick the refrigerator up from?
Refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
For the donation for the nonprofit organization, Farrell Monch's Army.
I never donated a refrigerator. I don't have only but one.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful thing, hon. And we really appreciate it.
You don't appreciate nothing because I never donated nothing.
That's what I'm saying. You say you never.
Who is you anyway?
I'm from Farrell Monch.
Well, Farrell Monch ain't getting no donation from me because I ain't donating none. You got to call another needle. Okay.
Someone called to donate a refrigerator.
No, I didn't. I told you a thousand times ain't nobody. Could you, ain't nobody finna donate no refrigerator.
You stupid. Just listen to what I gotta say.
What's up, man?
Hey, I was just talking to the lady.
But you don't want
to
talk no more. We ain't donating conversation nowhere, all right?
I'm sorry, you idiot. Someone donated the refrigerator.
Oh, you ain't gotta talk no more. You ain't gotta talk no more.
We coming to get the refrigerator tomorrow. Just have it together.
Who the is this?
Unplug the refrigerator, and we coming to get the refrigerator. Make sure all the meat is taken out, because if not, we have
it. You bring your lame on over here.
I ain't worried about you. This is Pharaoh's month.
Come on with it. Bye.
Don't make it seem like you're going to do something silly.
Well, then just bring it.
I'm going to make sure that I'm on the truck, because I usually just set up the calls, and I'm going to knock your out, and you better have some ice.
Have keep some. Telling him to bring. You keep talking on the phone, though.
The phone, though.
I say just bring it. Hold on. And this is my comment. I'm the man, damn it. This is my conversation.
Tell that
you the most talk. Hello?
You tell that you wear the pants.
I got your ring. She ain't no.
She is a.
What?
The called us and said that she was going to donate a refrigerator.
Ain't nobody call you, man, by no refrigerator. I bought the refrigerator, so I'm going to donate the.
You donated the pump.
What the f*** you talking about?
I'm coming to pick it up tomorrow.
Well, pick it up tonight, then.
Tell the b- don't call.
Come get it tonight, then,
I ain't worried about you, dummy.
Well, come prove it, then.
I ain't worried about you, you idiot.
Come prove I'm an idiot. Come prove it.
I'm coming to get the refrigerator.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Click up the day. What we got, baby?
We got this article that I saw on Reddit. Actually, it was a Reddit thread.
You read it on Reddit?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Try the fish.
Oh, great.
But basically, this question was for the women, and it was asking, like, hey, what's the biggest mistake that men make in bed, or what's the biggest turn off? So the most common thing, you guys.
Hey, dude, what about me saying, oh, no, without even thinking about it? Like, you know what I mean? Just telling on myself, like, oh, no. Whoa. Who cleared this? Right.
But basically, it's saying that lack of communication is one, mm-hmm. pacing and positions.
Right.
I actually have a comment over here from a lady to read. But basically, she said, quote, when I tell them to keep going and I like it and they start to speed up or change their tempo, I liked it the way it was before.
Right. There, you gotta listen to your queen.
Yeah, and
you gotta listen.
The guys started commenting. They're like, we're so sorry. But you know what? Maybe you shouldn't say, like, great job or keep going. Maybe you should say, like, hey, this is great, because we get confused and we get amped up.
I love when the virgin does these stories. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
It's not my work.
Yeah, but you're like, maybe we should, you know, think about, you know, maybe we should just say, hey, right there, words that don't have them change up. Just like that.
That's the one, just like that.
Yeah,
that's
just like that. Just like that, yeah.
Because it gets confusing. Oh, another one is foreplay. Ladies are like, you know what? Don't just come and grab me, because I'm not going to get turned on like that. Like, mm-hmm. foreplay and stuff. And guys are like, yeah, you're right.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to do this, but they're making me. All righty. Ladies, what is the number one mistake men make? All righty. What is the number one mistake men make? So at this moment, I'm going to turn the phones and the show over to Ani, Natalia,
nice, bro.
And Ide, because I can't handle this. No. But no, ladies, y'all call us up. What is the number one mistake men make? And I'm wondering, man, mm-hmm. let's take it out of the bedroom as well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not paying attention, whatever it may be.
Not paying
ladies,
attention.
Ladies, what is the number? Say what?
Not paying attention. Gotcha.
All righty, ladies, what is the number one mistake men make? Y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, ladies, what is the number one mistake men make? Mm-hmm. Are we on the calls? That's cool. We don't have no calls?
Not at all.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of calls.
No. Okay, yeah, all righty. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's just take one at a time. All right, let's just take one at a time. Let's bring Brittany into the neighborhood, and magically, I'm going to see that Brittany is on three. Thank you, Louie. All righty. Now, Brittany, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Brittany. Brittany, keep it real with us.
Yes.
What is the number one mistake men make?
Oh, my God. So, for me, I hate it when if you've gotten me in the bedroom and you ask me questions. Like, I'm sorry. You've gotten me in the bedroom. I clearly think you're smart enough and have the brain. follow my body signs. Don't ask me questions.
Yeah, damn. All right, follow my body. But you know how sometimes, Brittany, people say, oh, well, you should tell the guy what you want too. But yeah, and as men, we got to pay attention to what's going on because you can hear it too.
At least fake it.
Well, who, fake it for who?
For sure.
Like, who
for
are you?
Sure. I'm going to tell you what I want too. But when you get there, like, I shouldn't have to be like, okay, this is now a college essay. We need to follow these directions.
Yeah. No. All right. Yeah, start asking questions. How does that feel? Is that okay?
Then
Brittany, if a man is to have the privilege of being in the bedroom with you, then that means that they've made it through a lot of the tests already. You know what I'm saying? Like, so pay attention. All righty. So no more.
I mean, don't ask me questions, man.
Don't do the interview while we're in. You know what I'm saying? You already got the job. All righty. Ladies, what's the number one mistake men make? Y'all call us up, speak on it. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ladies, what is the number one mistake men make? Bring Deanna into the neighborhood. Deanna, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Deanna. What is the number one mistake men make?
Okay, Big Boy, where do I begin here?
At the beginning.
I would say not helping out around the house and not trying to watch your own children. I have two kids of my own, and I'm not trying to raise another one. So that would be my big mistake.
Hey, man, let me tell you, what you don't understand what she's saying?
Yeah, I totally understand, but I'm just saying, like, damn.
Hey, man, and also to the fellas out there, man.
You can't help at all?
Parents.
Yes.
Plural. Parents, you know what I'm saying?
Babysitting my kids?
When people say, yeah, man, I got to babysit the kids, like, what? Like, what you make, like $8 an hour? Like, what are you talking about? You're the dad. All righty, so
you're the dad. I'm not asking you to watch my kids. They are yours, too. So,
you said, where do you begin? So us not really helping around the house or helping out, period. And also when it comes to the kids, man, those are your kids. That's our kids. Like,
help out.
Yeah. Help me with our kids.
Yeah, so you want to help me make them, so please help.
There it is. All right.
Take care of them.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
She got all righty now.
Yeah. A lot of fellas are probably listening like, come on, Big, what you doing, man? What's going on over there? All right, man, you done went soft on us. All righty, ladies, what is the number one mistake men make? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dayer?
Jay-Z's new workout plan is getting him dragged on Twitter and all over the internet. Paparazzi took images of Jay-Z on the beach with his friends, and it looked like they were doing some yoga or I don't know, but it looked like he, that four position, like when you're kind of almost like squatting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was different pictures of him walking, and people were just clowning on him, saying that he has a dad bod.
He has a gut,
that he skipped a leg day. He cannot get a break, because I've heard this, he skipped leg day before off of like pictures that paparazzi caught of him. And I'm like thinking, no wonder Jay-Z like barely makes any appearances. Like, you hardly see him out like that because people love to clown. And I'm actually a little bit surprised, but not surprised, that Trippie Redd went and left the comment on one. And academics had said they caught Jay-Z in 4K, and then Trippie Redd commented right after. He said 444 pounds.
Oh, wow. Trippie Redd with his little fat belly. He better stop that little unhealthy looking ass. That dude.
Out of all people, but to me, okay, like, you're right, Big, okay? He looks super unhealthy to me, being that young. Like, he should be the last one talking. But more so, like, you would think, like, you wouldn't want to cut off opportunities with working with Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z is the GOAT.
I don't know if we're going to see the Jay-Z Trippie Redd.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Like, yeah. I just feel bad for him. Like, can I just live my life, my happy dad life?
But you know what, though? He's healthy enough.
Beyonce's my wife.
To carry all that money, and he's healthy enough to sleep with one of the baddest women and be married to her. And, you know, so go ahead. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, like people just cannot get a break. Like, either you're being made fun of for not working out, you're being made fun of for working out. Let people just live however they want.
Yeah, man. Y'all stick around your radios. We got to go work out Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another moment with us in case you missed it. Russell Peters up in here. Do you remember your first bomb and what that felt like?
As a matter of fact, you were there.
I was hoping that your first bomb wasn't when I was there.
You kicked me out of the limousine.
Russell, I do not remember kicking you out of the limo.
Because it wasn't like dramatic. It wasn't like I fought you on it. You were like, get out. I go, yeah, okay. It wasn't like you had to convince me. I was like, I knew I didn't belong there. You open the door to the limo and you go, who the hell are you? I go, I'm Russell. I was a comedian. I opened the show. What the hell are you doing in our car? I go, oh, I'm just sitting here, man. He go, where'd you get that pass from? I had one of your passes.
Oh!
I go, I just found it. And you go, get the hell out of the car.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Luigi up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Oh, man, let's talk about the President Barack Obama.
Yes, man. Yes,
one of the greatest presidents to ever be a president of all time. Mm-hmm. Well, he just came out with a book called The Promised Land. It's his memoir, and it's just telling, it's like an all-tale book of just his presidency throughout the years.
You ain't playing about this, Foggy. You know they call it tell-all.
Oh, tell-all.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I said all-tale?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think you're talking about that book that you read in that adult store.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Do y'all have that all-tale book here?
Well, no? I didn't read the book, but there's something that came out in the book that that I think was funny because I guess Barack Obama back in 2010 he had Sasha in basketball, right? And he noticed that the coach kind of needed a little bit of help, so him and another dad volunteered to give him, you know, drop some plays and stuff like that. And then eventually he became the coach. And he said that after this season, after them pretty much winning the championship and everything, that he couldn't come back for another season and he had to quit coaching for his daughter's basketball team.
But 2010, he was president, right? That's crazy.
That's while he was president.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
He had time to do that.
All right, I'm going to need y'all to pass the ball over to my daughter. She's good for 3 points. Good job.
Yo, man.
Can you imagine the pressure?
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like you walk into the gym, you know how it's multiple teams. You're like, man, is that Barack Obama?
Yeah,
is
man. He said that they ended up winning the championship game with a score of 18-16, that it was a nail biter. 18-16. So you got to figure it was just a fun game. And yes, his team won. But other people's parents were complaining so much that he had to quit.
Damn.
He said it was unfair. That they had the advantage.
Who was complaining at the games? The Trumps?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it was, they had a distinct disadvantage.
Check her birth certificate. See if she's really 12.
She's too tall. She's got to be in this age category. Yeah. But, dog, imagine just having Barack Obama as you're going up against as a parent, as a coach. I know your son plays basketball.
I wouldn't even mind if my son's team lost to Barack Obama's team.
Yep.
You know, Chuda was on a basketball team. Even just then, we'd be like, hey, man, on the 18th, we're playing Barack Obama's team.
Yeah, that's what
you know.
Put that
because I know just at Kobe's games.
Oh, yeah. Kobe
you know, like
daughters.
I would see Kobe at the games. I saw Kobe more in the last few years than I had seen him in years because we were always at basketball games together.
Damn, imagine.
And you could tell when he was coaching because everybody would be right there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hey, Natalia. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in the Neighborhood News.
Yes, Big. It is that time of the year where we get to name the sexiest man alive and we get to look
we
at him.
We get to name him?
Yeah. Well,
hell
we,
yeah,
you
let's
know.
Do it.
No,
because
well,
they just
them.
Came across.
Then,
okay.
I'm about to say,
and we
damn.
Just look at them and say,
I'm about to
yes,
say, all this
sexy.
Voting that I did this year and telling people what they have to do, and I missed the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive vote.
You missed that vote. No, this year, this man is talented, he is sexy, and he's a friend of the neighborhood, Big. It is Michael B. Jordan.
Go ahead yay. Now, Michael B. Jordan. I'm mad at you, brother. Glad at you. Listen to that crowd.
They did the big announcement on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Big, and they had him come out. And, of course, they, you know, they talked about the new title.
Do you feel more pressure now to look good now that you are the sexiest man alive?
I think the expectation now is like it's a little unreasonable. Just a little bit. But it's a cool title to have. They told me the news and it was a moment like, oh, really? Like, is me? And I was like, yeah, you.
I wonder how many sexiest men alive they would have to have before I got one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about like years, because I'm not going to live that long for that many years. You know what I'm saying? But I will wonder if it would be like, how many millions would be in front of me before. Yeah, yes. That Sotier, he'd be like, he'd stop counting. 1,500,000. Oh, forget it, man. You're not going to get it. And for those out there, to the ladies or to anyone, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just put this to the ladies, because there's probably some men that want to call up as well. Who should have been the sexiest man alive? If it's not Michael B. Jordan, or you agree with Michael B. Jordan, who should have been the sexiest man alive? All righty. Go ahead, Natalia.
All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment, get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. And yes, you can see this year's sexiest man alive in our fully loaded celebrity interviews, because you know Michael B. Jordan has come to the neighborhood. Check out the last time he was there at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, People Magazine 2020, man. Sexiest man alive, Michael B. Jordan. We asked the ladies. Ladies, who should have been the sexiest man alive? Now, of course, if you agree with it being Michael B. Jordan, no need to call. Or you could just say, you what? They got it right. All righty, but who should have been the sexiest man alive? Is that Daniele?
Yes.
Let's bring Daniele into the neighborhood. Daniele, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Daniele. Who should have been the sexiest man alive?
Johnny Depp.
Who?
Yes, sir.
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Donnie Beck?
Johnny Depp.
She said Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
You crazy as hell. Johnny Depp?
No, sir, I'm not.
You know what? And Daniele is not up for debate. You see, I didn't even think that she would call up and say Johnny Depp.
Which Johnny Depp? Yeah. You know, there's different Johnny Depps. Johnny Depp now, Johnny Depp when he was going through what he was going through.
Johnny Depp, like the pirate Johnny Depp.
Damn, that's crazy. The sexiest man. Has Johnny Depp ever been the sexiest man alive on People Magazine? Probably. I'm pretty sure he has back in the days. All right, so Johnny Depp, 2020 sexiest man alive. Hey, man, you see, I was like, dude, who is she talking about? Because in my head, I couldn't register Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, 2003.
Ah, yeah, that's probably when he was hot.
I'll give you a 20 here, big. It's you.
You ain't got to do that. Nah, trust me. I'm good. I definitely don't need your charity. Plus, I don't need anybody calling up lying to me. I got mirrors in my house. You know what I'm saying? I got mirrors, and I don't even take selfies. All righty. So, Johnny Depp, 2020, sexiest man alive. All righty. We know that Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive, People Magazine 2020. But if there was another cover, or you could put your vote in, who would it be? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ladies, all righty. Michael B. Jordan, 2020, People Magazine, sexiest man alive. Who else you think should get that cover as well, man? Let's bring Eileen into the neighborhood. Come on, Eileen. Eileen, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen. Who else should get that sexiest man alive cover?
I would have to say it's Bad Bunny.
Is this Aide calling from another studio? Right. Bad Bunny. Now, why should Bad Bunny get sexiest man alive?
Because of his voice and his style. Oh, my God. It's just the way he dresses is so unique. And just the way he sings, like, it's just...
I love it.
Your heart and it gets to you.
I love it. Now, if you could have went on the set for a Snoop Dogg and Bad Bunny commercial, who would you rather have hung out with, Bad Bunny or Snoop Dogg?
I'm going to say Bad Bunny.
I ain't mad at you. She's like, hey, come on now. He's the sexiest man alive. Yeah. Hey, what's up, player? No, it's Playa. All righty, so sexiest man alive is Bad Bunny. Eileen, I thank you. You have yourself a great day. Okay, Eileen?
You too. Thank you.
There it is. Hey, let me ask you real quick before I get you off. I'm not trying to throw myself in there. Sexiest man alive. You had to pick between me and Donald Trump. Who would it be? Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Yeah, you got to know how to word it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to word it. No, but y'all hit us up. Ladies, who should have been the sexiest man alive?
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Michael B. Jordan, People Magazine, sexiest man alive when it comes to 2020. We're asking who should have been there or who else should be there. Now I want to bring someone into the neighborhood, man. Let's bring Shanae into the neighborhood. All righty now. Shanae, hello.
Hello.
For those out there who may not know Shanae by name, this is Mama YG. This is YG's mom. Alrighty now, sexiest man alive should have been Shanae.
No, not should have been, is my son, YG.
Alrighty now. Oh, I love when moms call up. You know what I'm saying? So you saying a sexy...
just needs to sit down and let him walk.
Alrighty.
He is my son.
Okay, so the sexiest man alive should be your son, YG. Let me ask you, Shanae, why should YG be the sexiest man alive and everybody else needs to sit down?
Everybody else needs to sit down because he is so handsome. The red hair... he's so handsome. So for all these women that's always DMing me and saying they just love him and he's so, it's because of his mom why he looks the way he looks.
Go ahead, Shanae. Go ahead. Hey, Shanae.
Let me put that out there. Let me put that out there. But he is, and I must agree with all these women that he is the sexiest man alive. So everybody needs to sit down.
Okay. So everybody else needs to sit down. We got a call that said Denzel Washington, sexiest man alive. Who's sexier, Denzel or YG?
I'm sorry, Denzel. And I love Denzel.
Oh, wow.
Denzel needs to walk behind my son.
I heard that. Okay. All righty. We also got, who else did we get calls on over there, Luigi?
We also, who else did we get? YG, we had,
You got a call for YG or was it?
We had one call for YG.
Oh, there it is right there. All righty. I thought you'd be way more prepared for this, Louis.
We got Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. We got Chris Brown. Yeah. But with the person hung up, Chris Brown, between Chris Brown and your son, YG.
Yeah, Chris Brown is fine. Chris Brown can walk behind my son.
Okay, all righty. All righty, that's Mama G, that's YG's mom right there. Shanae, sexiest man alive is her son, YG. The red hair, just everything, and he takes after her. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Natalia, Dr. Dre in the neighborhood news.
The one question we always have with Dr. Dre, Big, I think forever will always be, where's Detox?
Yeah.
Even though he has said that he just didn't feel connected to that album and that he's never going to, you know, release it, I still feel like a lot of us would love to know what that album would have sound like, even though there's a lot of pressure there. But it seems like the other day, Big, there was a track that was leaked online. And according to the person who leaked it, this is a track that was supposed to be on Detox. It's called Get It.
You don't know, money makers rule the world, math class, scientific studios.
I see a lot of themselves, they probably think they lying to me. You incapable of becoming what you're trying to be. I heard it all, I'ma do this, I'ma do that. I'ma cop a phantom and show up with a new six pack. I'ma get me a chain, I'ma rap and blow the roof off this hip-hop game. I'ma sling a couple beats, get rich like you. Drain the only tracks, I got heat too.
Damn, that was dope.
Right?
Yeah, man, can't front, that was, man.
That was really dope. And if it does sound a little familiar, it's because 50 ended up actually using a bit of that for his track 50 for President, which was kind of just like this throwaway. But at the same time, you know how close that 50 and Dre are, and that especially during that time as well, that this may have been a track that he worked on Detox for and then eventually just gave it to 50.
Yeah, and 50's told us. He said he's been in the studio with Dre. And he'll just ask Dre, like, man, let me have that one. You know, like, if Dre's not going to use it, so... I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Exactly. So, again, I don't think we'll ever get that Detox album. And to be honest with you, sometimes I don't even want that album because, it, like I said, the pressure is so thick with it and it's the caliber of people.
Well, don't even trip because you're not getting a Detox album. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. It's not something I got to spend too much time thinking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want it. Like, yeah, you're not going to get it. Yeah.
But hey, if you want to relive it, you want to hear that full track that has not been confirmed, by the way, we do have Get It right now and more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand. Of course, we'll never miss a show, never miss a moment. Get it 24/7.
Ever.
All of that up at radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, hit subscribe. This way you don't miss out on anything. And also recently we had 50 Cent. So fully loaded celebrity interview with 50 Cent. So much good stuff up there that is going to make you smile and have a good time. RadioBigBoy.com, and I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
There's some sad news coming out of New Orleans, man. Mardi Gras, the celebration for next year, 2021, is officially canceled, man.
Womp, womp,
yes,
womp,
the mayor has came out and said it's prohibiting any celebrations in 2021 until further notice. But obviously, Mardi Gras is so big.
Yeah, man.
When it comes to celebrations,
and
in
some
February.
People call it Mardi Gras. They don't even Mardi put Gras? The S on there, Louis. You know, most people that pronounce it.
Yeah,
know.
Man. So no Fat Tuesday, no beads, no showing the breastises, no drinking and getting.
But you know what though, man?
Up in the street,
I've been
Bourbon
to New Orleans.
Street.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've never been to Mardi Gras before.
Oh my gosh, me either, bro.
But
can only imagine.
Going to Bourbon Street, that's a nasty ass street.
Yes,
anyway.
It is, dog.
Anytime that you go, because that's a tourist attraction, everyone goes there.
Them hurricanes
over there.
I can't
imagine if they tried to do Mardi Gras 2021.
Yeah, man. I got a feeling it's still going to happen. These people that are, you know, still living there or renting the rooms right there with the balconies, there's something still going to happen.
But you know what, though, man?
Stop it.
That'd be another super spreader event. You thought a lot of those Trump rallies and the things he was doing at his house? Oh, my gosh, man.
That sucks. Imagine how many beads are going to be going to waste. How many people stack up or the businesses that sell the beads there. They said it brings in at least $1 billion.
That's what I was going to say,
during
man.
During that celebration
it
season.
It floats you through your year.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? As that a sucks. Business, it floats you through your year. It's a popular destination, you know, for people to go to. So, but 2021, man, like,
I'm down for a little virtual Mardi Gras.
Really, you though?
throw some digital
beads
at people.
You know what, man? And it's a sign of the time, man. But I'm getting tired of a lot of virtual stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how do you celebrate that?
Virtual
Mardi Gras
somewhere
somehow.
To 2022.
You know,
and then by then, you know what I'm saying? Just keep your breasts right. You know, hold on to your beads.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can work on your bladder a little bit better, so you don't have to be urinating on the street.
Let your liver recover a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, give it a break.
And we'll be back in 2022 to make it happen. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dayer?
Tyler, the creator, is speaking up for the people, and I'm all for it. I'm so happy he's saying something about this. So Instagram got the new update, right? And I hate it.
Yeah,
a lot of people hate it. But why I'm super excited that Tyler said something, because sometimes when bigger names like Tyler, the creator, speak up, Instagram listens. You know, I don't, like, nobody asked him for this stupid update, and this is what Tyler said. He said, this update is stupid. Why the bleep would they put this corny reel bleep right there, Instagram, and shop from Insta? Like, bro, can I get just, he said, bro, get your money, baby, but give us the option to retain a layout that's just for photos and friends. Sheesh. And I copy that exact sentiment because it's so annoying. Like, they're really trying to force us with this reels and this shopping, especially with the reels thing. Like, y'all really being greedy, Instagram. Like, leave that for TikTok.
Hey,
like,
man, when I went on,
I want to see TikTok on my thread.
It was like one day I posted something, the next post or the next day, it was like everything was changed. I didn't even know how to put up a post. I was like, okay, where's it at now? Oh, okay, it's in the upper right-hand corner now. Okay, now. And then I watched, it's this other dude, this comedian named Tony Baker, right? And he do these things where it's like, I'm in the community. And then he do these quick flashes. And he was like, now he can't do that because the way that they have the Instagram, like, stories not being able to be put together the right way. It's just a mess.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, like, man.
Like, how did you guys all sit there? Well, I don't know if they sat together, but through your Zoom calls, think, yeah, this is a move. This is the new revamp nobody asked for. Like, come on.
Hey, man.
I don't like it.
And you know what? We do all these survey says. We can't get a survey says from Instagram where we can come in and say, hey, this is what we would like. You know what I'm saying? I still would like to have a link where you could put a website in there. But, you know, I know they're shutting that down because of money. But there's any time when you put up a post, I would love to have a link straight to what you're doing as opposed to link in bio.
That would be so useful.
Yeah, man. But they're not listening to me. They don't let me on the Zoom calls either. Right? So
hear the people out, Instagram.
Yeah,
Big Boy,
man.
A great update.
Yeah, we have spoken. You know what I'm saying? And thank you, Tyler, the creator, for bringing that up as well. Y'all
thank
stick around.
So
y'all
much.
Radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Hey, Natalia, Megan Thee Stallion in the neighborhood news.
Big, we're so close to getting Megan's debut album, Good News. And obviously, we're so excited for it. So any little bit that we can get to talk about the album, we're like, we got to talk about this because it's coming. What's it going to be like? What's it going to sound like? Obviously, we already know a few tracks that are going to be on there. She put the Savage remix with Beyonce, Girls in the Hood, and Don't Stop with Young Thug. But 17 tracks included on this entire album. She also did reveal that SZA was going to be on it. Their track is called Freaky Girls. So you can only imagine her and SZA coming together for that track. Also on the album, DaBaby, they work really well together. So this isn't their first time. So I'm really excited for their track together. But also featured on the album, City Girls, Lil Durk, Big Sean, and 2 Chainz. They're on the same track with Megan. So their track is called Go Crazy. That one, really looking forward to, just because obviously it's Big Sean and 2 Chainz and Megan Thee Stallion. What's that going to be like? But also, I feel like maybe the first track off the album may mention Tory Lanez in some way or another. She's got a track called Shots Fired. So, I mean,
That could be. I mean, from the title, I don't think we're wrong. And if it's not, it's like, oh, okay, damn. I thought for sure that Shots Fired, you know?
Yeah, that's not hard detective work right there, right there when you see it. But a lot of people also were thinking that Travis Scott was going to show up on the album big. There was this rumor that they were working together. They were hanging out a couple times as well. And so people immediately thought, oh, Travis is going to be on the album. Travis is going to be on the album. But of course, as you know, with rumors, they did think it twice. Wow. along with the rumors, there's also extra rumors. Some people said once the track listing came out, oh, Travis isn't on it because Kylie said he wasn't allowed to be on it because
Lord, she was part of it.
I know, they're stretching with that one. But honestly, I do think maybe they were working on new music together. They're both from Houston. They are good friends. But I don't know if it's going to be a surprise, maybe a deluxe version, or maybe just when the album does come, there's going to be an extra track on there. We'll have to wait and see. But good news coming from Megan Thee Stallion, debut album very soon. Can't wait for it. All right, for more neighborhood news and Big Boy into the Man, where you'll never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Ever,
get
ever,
us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, hit subscribe. We got new uploads almost every single day. And when you hit subscribe, you stay connected to us. You don't miss out on anything. So do that now, radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Different want to thank you for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. And once again, man, congratulations to Michael B. Jordan. People Magazine's 2020 Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah, and we had people that called us up, man. You know, we had a lot of people that agreed. Mm-hmm. And it's wild to just hear some of the names that's thrown out there. You know, if you were to vote for somebody, Lou, who would it be? Sexiest man alive.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Probably myself. I'll tell you that much.
What the hell?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Hey.
Bro, come on.
Man, you got to believe in yourself, right?
Say what?
You got to believe in yourself, right?
Yeah, and I believe
Let's
I can
be
fly.
Delusional in oneself.
So sexiest man alive would be Louis G.
Well, it wouldn't be Ida's boyfriend, I'll tell you that much.
Ooh.
He's way better looking than your ass. He said that's
it,
for sure.
He said it wouldn't be Nick.
No, it wouldn't.
Are you crazy?
Saying, wow. It wouldn't, right? It wouldn't.
You said nowhere near
I'm
Nick.
Just saying it wouldn't.
Man, no, he did just say it wouldn't. He didn't say over him,
yeah,
Ida.
I'm just saying
he just said
wouldn't.
The sexiest man, it wouldn't be Nick either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Nick has a bigger chance than you do.
Who do you think would have a chance? If y'all walked into a room and they said People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive is one of these guys.
Me, for sure.
Right.
Maybe by a little bit, but I would probably win.
I would do my camp. Right.
What? All right.
Alrighty. Okay. Hey, man, you know
what,
bro? I love that you believe that.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I wish I had some of that delusion. I mean, some of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I... Yeah. What is? Yeah, you be saying getting foggy headed. Like, what are you smoking?
Hey.
All righty, Mardi Gras is canceled, and it's crazy because just when I was gonna book a whole Mardi Gras thing for all the neighborhood to go,
really,
for 2021,
flash his boobs.
I was going, so you can flash your boobs again.
Yes, again.
I wish I would have known this before I hired you. Oh my gosh.
It was just quick.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were a flashing star.
That happened a year or 2 years ago?
Oh, I didn't even know what that song. We were working together. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we already were.
That was I Day from the Neighborhood. Hey, I saw your breasts. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here, man, because we going to see if we can get her to show her our breasts. We all might as well just show our breasts then.
Yeah,
at one point, I was bigger than all the ladies I work with when it came to the
Hello.
Breasts. Yeah, man. Remember, I came from Mardi Gras one time, man.
Yeah.
It looked like gold chain. It was big ass, not even beads. He was like, oh, your breasts are so well. You got to take this. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Like
Thank
we always
you.
Say, there's a full pandemic that's going on out there. So take care of you. take care of your loved ones, take care of your family, take care of your neighbors, yep. and also take care of and be kind to strangers. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone. Thanks for checking out another full show episode right here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember to click on Big Boy TV. It's our YouTube channel with video versions of our interviews and show content. And there's new videos for you to enjoy uploaded. That's right, every week right here on RadioBigBoy.com.